Orange County.
I had no idea that was your husband.
To New Jersey.
I never expected this.
Toughen up, toughen up.
Get behind the scenes and relive the drama.
Don't talk to him. He's a little twerp.
All of this is unimportant to me.
With exclusive interviews and celebrity guests.
Let me tell you something right now.
This is Getting Real with the Housewives.
Hey guys, welcome to Getting Real with the Housewives. This week we sit down with Real Housewives of New Jersey star Teresa Giudice, who tells us all about her upcoming wedding plans, how Louie feels about this past season, and where she stands with Margaret Josephs. I know that you just are fresh off a vacation. How was your celebration with Louie?
It was great. It was the trip from the Ultimate Girls Trip,
right,
that Kenya gifted me.
So nice.
I had till May 31st to use it. And last year, I left the day after Louie's birthday last year. Like, that's when we had to start taping.
Right.
So I remember his birthday was the 23rd and I left for taping. We left for Turks and Caicos on the 24th. And we wanted to go away for his birthday and we didn't make it last year because I had to tape the Ultimate Girls Trip. So then when Kenya gave it to me, like, we were trying to find a time to go. And then I'm like, I had till May 31st. So I'm like, we're going there for your birthday. And he's like, are you sure? I'm like, yes. So I'm like, we're going. So I booked it. So, and it was available. So it was perfect.
I love that. I love it. I'm sure you gave Kenya a big thank you for that one.
Yes, I did. I put it on Insta. I thanked her personally, like something like on text. And then I wanted to put it out there too on social media and thanked her, you know, because that really meant a lot to me. No one's ever did that for me before.
I know. I love that the two of you formed such a great friendship on Ultimate Girls Trip.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Definitely. And I know that in your post about Louie, you said that he has changed your life in so many ways. I mean, how has he really changed your life and how has he changed you as a person?
Just say changed my life, like just showing me what real love is. And, he does keep me grounded. He does keep me at a calmer pace. Like, and like, cause I'm always on the go. And like, he was shocked, like what I did in Nashville with Margaret. But I, you know, I explained to him that, you know, I don't know what happens to me. Like, I mean, it takes a lot to get me to that point, but we were going through a lot, you know, like, I mean, like behind the scenes and on the show, as you saw, it's like every week, like someone, like a new story coming out and trying to, it's like, we're like obviously hurting him, whatever's hurting him is hurting me. And I really didn't care about his past. Like, I don't care about his past. Like, I have a past too. We both have past. Mm-hmm. And I just felt like Margaret, even though she was acting like she was concerned, it wasn't coming off genuine to me, like she was really concerned, because there's a way of saying something. And I'm like, believe me, I'm a very, like, I have friends that I've been friends with since high school still. Mm-hmm. I'm still friends, you know, so I'm very easy to get along with. Very easy. Like, I don't, you know, like I'm like my day-to-day life, I don't act that way, you know? So I just felt like Margaret was not being like sincere, like how she said I was being concerned. You're not concerned. Cause if you were my real friend, there's a way of asking something, or how she kept saying, I wanted you to get in front of it. Mm-hmm. So tell me, like, I didn't understand what she meant by that. Like, I wanted you to get in front of what? Because you're putting it out there, you know, because she's the one that questioned me. You know, otherwise my real friends in real life are not questioning me. They see I'm a grown woman. I've been through hell and back. I'm really smart. Everyone might think that, oh yeah, she doesn't know how to they think I'm stupid because the way I'm portrayed on the show. I wouldn't be where I'm at if I didn't have brains upstairs.
Yeah, that is so true.
I know exactly what's going on. Like, I know if someone's treating me the right way and if someone's not treating me the right way. And I'm a mother of four daughters that you see, they have a mouth on them. Yeah. Do you think that if I was being mistreated in any way, my daughters would stand for that?
No, definitely
never
not.
Never would they stand for that, ever.
Did going through this experience, because this was really Louie's first season on the, I know he was on the show last season, but this was really his first season kind of in the mix. I mean, was this difficult for him to kind of going through this? And did this bring you guys closer together since you were kind of walking him through this as well?
Yes, it was difficult for him. You'll see it, how it plays out at the reunion. He's amazing. And, you know, and from now on, I'm going to make him speak. The only thing I was trying to do before, I was trying to protect him. Mm-hmm. Like, this wasn't his world. It was my world. And here I am. I felt bad. Like, here's this guy, like, you know, coming into my world and then getting attacked because he's dating me. Mm-hmm. So I felt so bad for him. And like, I was trying to do whatever I could to protect him. Mm-hmm. And then I felt like, and these are my people trying to hurt him. Yeah. And I felt guilty, and I was like, I need to like, try to like make it better, you know? And that's all I was trying to do.
Nor did you give him any advice going into the reunions? Cause those are never easy to navigate.
We both had an agenda of the way we were going to go in. Mm-hmm. And, because unfortunately, like, you have to, like, with these vultures, I mean, they were like vultures, you know, but he stuck to his plan. I didn't stick to mine. I couldn't help it. Just sitting across from Margaret, I was just so hurt. Like, I was like, I can't believe I had to go through, you know, this is the person that caused me pain all season long. So I couldn't help it. I was sitting right across from her, and I couldn't help myself. If she said something, then, you know, of course I answered her back. And that's why Andy was getting frustrated, because I mean, she was talking over him also, you know? So it's like, I'm like, you know what? She's not going to have the last word. Mm-hmm. So she's going to say something, I'm going to answer right back. So then that's what happens. We all talk over each other. And then that's how Andy got frustrated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But thank God we made it through. And it's just like, you know, when someone claims to be your friend and then puts out all these things about this, you know, and she sees that you're happy, right? Like, you know, it's like, listen, at this point in my life, I'm not trying to fake anything, and I don't have to prove anything to anybody if I'm happy or not. It's, you know, I'm in my own love bubble, mm-hmm. you know, in my own house with my four daughters, with Louis' sons. Like, that's all that matters. Everything else doesn't matter. You know, we all know the truth. So, but that's what I'm saying. When someone's trying to act concerned for you and then is saying these negative things, it doesn't really act like a concern to me. So
do you see a friendship with Margaret in the future, or do you want a friendship with Margaret in the future?
I'm never going to say never, but you know, like I said, I was really, really hurt because there was a lot of things going on behind the scenes and on the TV show, which you saw, right, that it was very hurtful. It was really hurtful to me and Louis, you know, and it's like, so, and that's, you know, I guess time heals all wounds, because, you know, every day, like anything else, it gets better. You know, you just forget about things, you know? So that's where I'm at right now.
Yeah.
You know? I don't like my behavior, mm-hmm. like how, you know, what happened in Nashville. That's not me. So like, I'm working on myself with that. Mm-hmm. And I know you're never supposed to say, but, but unfortunately it came from a place that I was very hurt.
Yeah.
Like, I was very, very hurt.
Yeah. It just kind of reached a boiling point and you just didn't.
Yeah. I mean, and then, you know, like, I'm not going to blame it on tequila, but I was drinking a lot of tequila too. I ended up afterwards, I'm like, on the way home, I was singing Love on the Brain from Rihanna in the bus on the way home.
I wish they showed that.
I know. I have it. Like, and I think Jennifer has it too. My brother and Melissa might have, because I think they're all videoing me.
I love it. You know, we see the reunion trailer and we see Joe walk off and kind of storm off. What can you kind of tease about that?
Well, Andy Cohen asked me a question, mm-hmm. and I gave my answer. So when I gave my answer, my brother's like, there you go, putting me down. And I'm like, first of all, I would never put my brother down. Mm-hmm. I love my brother. He's my only sibling. I absolutely adore him. Like he's my baby brother. No matter what, I'll always take the fall for him because I'm the older sister. I'll take the blame. I don't care. Blame it on me. He's right. No matter what. Andy asked me a question. I answered the question. It was my opinion. And he didn't like my answer. So, and then he's, you know, and then I guess, and then you'll see the rest. You'll see it play out on the show.
Yeah.
But I'm not trying to put my brother down. He asked my, you know, Andy asked my opinion. He asked me a question. I answered it. And then he's like, oh, you're putting me down. And I'm not putting you down. That's just how I feel and how I felt. Like my answer goes the same for Louie. Like that answer would go the same for Louie. So you'll see it play out on the show.
Are things good with you, Joe and Melissa, at this point?
Yes. Listen, I'm never, I don't want to fight with him on TV. And like what he said, that hurts my feelings. Like how he said, I didn't even know he said, like, what'd he say? He said, act like a sister and you can call me a moron. Mm-hmm. Like, that's just so, I didn't know he said that until now that I'm seeing the trailer. It's just very sad. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, I know my parents wouldn't like for him to be saying that. I don't know how he would like it if Antonia and I mean, if Gino and Joey would say that to Antonia. Like, that's just something you don't say, you know, but it's okay. I don't care. I'll take all the bullets you want, you know, all the bullets that he, you know, wants to say, I'll take it. I don't even care. That's the thing though. When you're on a TV show and you're asked a question, you know, I answered it. Mm-hmm. And like, sometimes he doesn't like what I have to say. Just like, I don't like that him and Melissa are buddy buddy with Margaret and Joseph that are blasting my boyfriend. You know, like I wanted my brother and Melissa to set them straight all season long. Like, you know, and they didn't because that's their friends. So it's like, okay. So going forward, even Melissa texted me, just don't get mad at me, whatever Margaret says about you. Or don't get mad at, Melissa texted me after the reunion. She's like, just don't get mad at me about Margaret. And I won't get mad at you about Jennifer. I'm like, no problem.
Yeah, it's good. But yeah, you got it.
With Jennifer, I said to Jennifer, I don't want you fighting with my brother and Melissa, because then it makes it, like, I feel like if she's like, or you can't say bad things about my brother, because then it, and like here, you, and then you and me are friends, and it looks bad that if you're talking, like, you know, if you're saying, like, you know, whatever she said about my brother, like, you know, she apologized to my brother for that. She's like, I just said that because I reacted from what Melissa said on Instagram.
Right.
And it's not, and Jennifer didn't do it to appease me. She did it because it's the right thing to do. She's like, Teresa, you should pick your brother over me. Mm-hmm. And that's what a real friend does.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like Jennifer's like, you're right. You should pick your brother over me. Like you should never pick me over your brother. Mm-hmm. So like, I just wanted to see, like, you see how smart Jennifer is? Like, she wants peace between me and my brother. Like even Margaret, like how could she, like, if she is friends with Melissa, my brother, like, doesn't she think like, oh my God, I don't want Joey and Melissa to get mad at me if I'm attacking Teresa's boyfriend. You know what I mean? Like, I guess on that side, they don't think like that. Right. You know, I mean, I don't know. Is it the old fashioned side that only thinks that way?
Yeah, no, definitely. Cause I know that you, Joe and Melissa have worked so hard over the years and, you know, maintaining your relationship and getting to a good place. So you hate to see kind of outside noise kind of break you guys apart a little bit.
Yeah. Because then I get upset. It's like, why are you letting this person talk shit about your sister? You know, like that's, you know, and that's why I made sure when Jen said anything about my brother, I'm like, you need to make it better. Mm-hmm. But because you're my friend and it looks bad if you're saying stuff about my brother. And she 1,000,000% agreed. Mm-hmm. And she didn't do it for me. She did it for our friendship. Like she's like, I want to get along with Joey and Melissa. Mm-hmm. She's having a birthday party coming up. And she, like, we're the only two housewives invited.
Yeah. Interesting. You know, and you know, I mean, despite all the drama, like this season, there were so many like wonderful moments between you and Louie. I love the romantic gestures that he did, especially, you know, honoring your parents with your house and, you know, talking.
And my scroll is right here. Like that came from his heart. He wrote it to me. Like, I think that's so beautiful. I want my children to, like, my daughters to see that. Cause I want them to find a man that treats how I'm treated by Louie. Mm-hmm. Like that's what I want them to find, a man that treats them like that.
Definitely. I mean, I know we only have a couple minutes, but how are the wedding plans going? Are you in full wedding planning mode?
Yes. Matter of fact, this Saturday I'm going with the girls to go look for bridesmaid dresses. Mm-hmm. and with my future mother-in-law. So that's exciting. So my one daughter has a dance competition, so she can't make it. So I'm trying to get all that in. Yeah. So
what are you most looking forward to about being Louie's wife?
Just living a happy life. That's it. Yeah. Just living a happy life. Like, we communicate, express our love for each other. It's like, it's just so beautiful. Mm-hmm. And that's, of course, like, that's whatever you want to, like, what you do in life. And especially when you have kids, you want to, you know, you like, you're like their mirror. Mm-hmm. So like, they're seeing, like, so that's what I mean, what we're doing, I want my daughters to find the same thing. Like, you know, if I was in a bad relationship, then my daughters would be like, Mom, really, you're accepting that? So then that would make them accept, like, not having the best, you know? And I want them to see what Louie and I have, and I want them to have to find the same thing. I don't want them to settle, because look, I ended up finding the love of my life at 48. Like, I never thought, like, you know, I thought Joe was, but now looking back, it's like, I remember, like, it was a different kind of love. Yeah. You know, I mean, it was, cause I knew Joe my whole life. So I remember, like, it was like now I can't wait to, like, yeah, I can't wait to go to bed at night with him, you know, like, just to even be next to him. Like, it's like a different kind of love. I can't explain it.
Definitely. And then finally, are you going to change your name?
He doesn't want me to, mm-hmm. but, I can't, or maybe I'll hyphen it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll hyphen it. So I don't know yet. Like, he says, I think you should keep your name because, you know, everyone, you're known for Teresa Giudice. So right. I'm like, I don't know about that. You know, I know I'm known for it, but see, that's the thing when, I didn't really, like, I can't explain it. Like how I, like, what I have with Louie is so much different and so special. Mm-hmm. It's like, that's why I would want to have his name, because it's really what I picture love to be, mm-hmm. and how I love his family. Because I think that goes like that. That's like the whole package deal. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember with Joe's family, like, you know, I don't know if you're Italian, but Italian families, sometimes two Italian families don't get along, you know, and it's crazy because we got along growing up. And then after we got married, things changed. Like, it was crazy. So it's like, that's the only reason why I would want to change my name, just because of that. Mm-hmm. Because it's not, you know, I don't know. Louie represents his life. You know, he represents everything that I've always wanted.
Well, that's it for this week's episode of Getting Real with the Housewives. But if you want more Housewives news, head on over to usmagazine.com, where we've got you covered.